Second parak of Aegis, fourth Mishnah. Shlosh Yudvayim Amar Rabbi Shmuel Lefnei Chachom Kerem B'Yavne. Rabbi Shmuel testified three things in the front of the Chachomim Kerem B'Yavne. A beta trufa, she nesun agab yerek. He has a scrambled egg which is poured over a vegetable, shel truma. She chiba, then we look at it as one unit. And meila, if one is tamei, then the other one becomes tamei. If it bubbled up and it was like a bubble over the yerk and not mamish touching the yerk, ainu chiba, that's not considered one unit. As she boilish, she bekote, the reish magil akoma. Another case, as in respect to Hilchis Shichacha, it was forgotten there. So we have one of the shibolas, one of the grains, stalks of grain, which is facing the grain that was not yet cut. So if it's close enough to the grain that was not cut, and when you take a handful, you take that one with it, so that's not considered you forgot it, because it's still something that can be nixed together with the that which was left behind. And therefore, Rachel Balabais, the Balabais could keep it for himself. In Lav, it was far away enough that you can't be koitzered with the remaining grains. That's considered something that was forgotten. If you passed by it and you left it, Harezah Shalanin goes to the Nin. Another thing he testified, Al-Gina Kitanish, Mukefas Oris, you have a little garden which is surrounded by grapes that are on some things to hold them as supports. Im yesh b'kamol b'itza v'sal mikan, b'itza v'sal mikan tizora. If there's enough space that if the b'itza, the one who's harvesting the grapes, stand with his basket and still there's enough room to be inside this enclosed area, then tizora, then you can plant the gino. Obviously you have to be machik. So even though this area isn't closed, but you can plant grains, even though it's surrounded by these grapes, provided that you have a 6 tefach separation between the two. The lavla deserve, there's less than that amount of space around the vines, and don't plant grains there at all.